6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, Tuesday, May 17th, 2022, on the Power Hour. We've got two guests coming on the show today. Somebody running for U.S. Senate in Illinois will be on with us at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, Carolyn Blakeman from the former Feds Group Freedom Foundation. She's investigating all crimes related to the COVID response, censorship, and disregard for our Bill of Rights in many areas. She will be joining us at the top of next hour from the Woodlands in Texas, where she's at. In the meantime, I wanted to let you know, last night I got a copy of the lawsuit filed last Friday, 60-page lawsuit in the United States District Court for the Southern District of Florida. Of course, I already see a couple of errors in the way that the suit was postured, because it says in the United District Court. They left out the word states. Come on, attorneys. What's going on here? When I can nitpick your complaints, and I'm a paralegal for crying out loud. Who cares? U.S. Freedom Flyers, an unincorporated association, Lane Cavanaugh, who we've had on the show before. He is a pilot with Atlas. Not too many of you know who Atlas Air is. It's a Delaware corporation that is massive. I mean, these people probably have the biggest fleet of 747s and 757s in the world. They're the largest air cargo shipper in the world, as well as certain of its affiliated entities. And so they are the defendants in this lawsuit. We have a host of different things to talk about there once we get around to it. But literally, these people, there's like 159 plaintiffs, so the list of plaintiffs goes on and on and on. They are fighting to stop the jab from being administered, given what happened to Captain Bob Snow down in San Antonio, having a near issue. He dropped dead on the tarmac, had to be revived with a defibrillator. Kind of crazy the way it goes. We'll get to the rest of the news here in just a second. First, we're going to let you know North American Urban Spice is 10% off this week at the Power Mall. We have the BOGO still going on with OxyLip. Good stuff to have in hand in case you have a problem with oxygen levels dropping. And, of course, this is a BOGO. While supplies last, limit one per customer, and 10% off OxySulfur. And we also carry from OptiVita a new product called Basic Essentials. We're going to give you an introductory price of 15% off this week of Basic Essentials. It's purest ingredients, no synthetic nonsense. Basically, this does what other multivitamins just can't do. So we kept the basics from Complete Essentials and cut the price almost in half. So you can check that out at the Power Mall. In addition to our closeouts, half off, iron and molybdenum, grown by nature. Calcium, potassium, vitamin E, and zinc. Also the Hysorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally. They're all on closeout. And we've got head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay by Perry A in the 1 or 4 pound size. You gotta love that. Check them all out. The Power Mall. You can connect to us through thepowerhour.com. This is how we stay on the air, folks. When you shop with us, you support the good guys, the little guys. And we've got some new people that we've been talking to. We're going to bring on some more folks that seriously are trying to tackle issues with COVID and various other maladies and help your body's immune system. So as time progresses, you're going to see some new additions to the Power Mall and some new guests on the Power Hour. In world news, Klaus Schwab has opened the doors in Davos to psychedelic shamans. What are they all sitting around doing mushrooms? What could go wrong with global leaders tripping out while deciding the future of the world, according to Technocracy News? Yeah, welcome to the dose. Welcome to the dose. Davos has always sought to raise global consciousness, addressing topics like food scarcity and climate change, but psychedelic drugs, really?
Yeah, I would have taken the reds, man.
Oh, man. Hey, Billy here. Eat these too, man. Okay.
Yeah, a little Cheech and Chong right there since we're talking about drugs. The World Economic Forum. Can you see them all high on shrooms? We think these people are a little messed up in the head anyway, the way they're behaving. But now, the psychedelic industry has come and showed up. And, of course, they're letting them permeate the permeate those in Davos that are thinking that they have the right to determine what our futures are. It's an interesting article that we're going to be posting on our email blast today. If you don't get our email blast, you need to subscribe. We gave you a message you could text to in our break. And also, you can go to thepowerhour.com, look for the link, and sign up. We send that to you once a day. It contains all of the show previously recorded from that day that you can listen to, in addition to all the news that we're talking about. And you can take more time to read what you want to read and chuck what you don't want to read. This past weekend, some 100 million people worldwide celebrated their faith in the universal values of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, marking the 30th anniversary of Falun Gong's introduction to the public. However, the adherents in China still remain at high risk of being persecuted. In a disturbing incident, a 74-year-old Chinese man was arrested after police suddenly broke into his home, claiming they wanted to give him a COVID-19 vaccine. He was eventually detained for 8 months and persecuted for his faith in Falun Gong before reportedly being declared dead while he was still alive. Liu Qinfei was arrested in Shenyang City, Liaoning Province, China. Took him away on August 28, 2021 without showing any search or arrest warrants. Confiscated all of his personal belongings, rounded him up, took him away. One day after his arrest, he suffered a heart attack during interrogation and was very weak and sweating. His arrest was approved several days later. And, of course, he was put in a detention center. And, of course, a lot of these Falun Gong practitioners have been killed for their organs. It's a good thing we don't do that here, or do we? The $40 billion Ukraine bill appears to be advancing in the Senate, despite Rand Paul's objections. See, one senator can't do all this on his own. He can complain. Doesn't make any difference, really, when you've got 99 other senators plus giggles sitting in the speaker's chair. The pro tempore, rather. Yeah. She's a real piece of work. A federal judge has ordered that a fired Southwest Airlines flight attendant Charlene Carter's religious discrimination lawsuit against Southwest and its union is going to go to trial, denying a request by the company to dismiss the lawsuit. Carter versus Transport Workers Union of America Local 556 is pending in the Northern District of Texas. Judge Brantley Starr presiding. He's a Trump appointee, by the way. Trump says, this is almost like Simon Says, right? Except it's Trump. Substitute Trump for Simon Says. There's no way Musk is going to buy Twitter owing to large numbers of bots and spam accounts. Sounds like almost like Monty Python Spam-a-lot, doesn't it? Well, he's claiming that Elon Musk is not going to buy Twitter at such a ridiculous price, while pointing to the number of fake accounts and bots on the platform. Something interesting about that, though, if you look under our business section, is the amount of the stock value. Since he purchased a significant share in Twitter several weeks ago, the company's given up all of its gains. Price now dropping another 6% down to 38 and a quarter, the lowest closing price it had since April 1, before Musk revealed he took 9% minority ownership of the company. Well, it's too bad y'all didn't know about that ahead of time. You could have shorted the stock and really put him in the soup. That's one way to get rid of Twitter, is just invest in it and short the bloody blazes out of it. Of course, I can't give you financial advice, but that's what I would do. But I would definitely get off of Bitcoin if I were you. So many people, you know, claim, just let it ride. Unfortunately, the problem with Bitcoin, it literally has dropped like nobody's business. Cryptocurrency crashed $300 billion in market value lost last week. few cents on the dollar from a dollar stable value, according to Terra USD, a so-called stable coin that's supposed to trade at a stable $1 value. Crashed to a few cents on the dollar. Its sister cryptocurrency, Luna, likewise imploded. Having real problems with this, and of course, if you invest in Ether, Ether is what you get. You get gas. It's what it's all about, folks. A judge has sentenced a California man who was tackled by Capitol Police as he was smashing windows out at the U.S. Capitol. He was given 4 months in jail by a Washington judge in U.S. District Court. Hunter Ellen Emke, 21, of Glendore, California, one felony count of destruction of government property. Well, you know how that works. Mr. Emke no longer gets to own a gun, doesn't get to vote. He is now a political prisoner of the United States. As Lake Mead dries up with the drought, they're finding a barrel of monkeys. Nope, seriously, they found bones in a barrel. Skull and bones of an apparent homicide in the victim of a disco-era clothing, Kmart brand, no less. Maybe it's a mob hit, we don't know. People were stuffed into a barrel and dumped into the lake. How many more bodies will surface in time? We don't know. Since 2000, the water level at Lake Mead outside Vegas has dropped consistently to just over 1,000 feet at its present depth, leaving in its muddy wake beer cans and various other debris, even a sunken motorboat near the 2021 water level at Colville Bay. Yeah, just pollute the water, why don't we? Just keep doing that, throw your beer cans in there. Pretty soon you won't have any water to drink. I am surprised the media has given any time to Fauci at all. Dr. Anthony Mengele was asked, what would he do if former President Trump wins the presidency in 2024? Would you stick around? Fauci said, no, I'm not. I will not serve with Trump again. The first thing I would do if I was Trump, if I got elected in 2024, is fire that idiot and have him prosecuted. And I would make sure I got a prosecutor in the DOJ that would do exactly what I said and quit screwing around. Everybody wants to see this guy hang by his neck in the square. Why not? Lord God Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan. He's going to be a martyr for Big Pharma. A U.S. Senator, Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, was hospitalized over the weekend after suffering a stroke. Makes you wonder if that wasn't caused by the jab. Experiencing lightheadedness and severe neck pain while giving a speech in Western Maryland, an angiogram indicated he experienced a minor stroke in the form of a small venous tear at the base of his head, according to what the senator said. Fortunately, he's been informed there are no long-term effects or damage as a result of the incident. The doctors say you need to remain under observation for a few days. He's going to get back into the swing of things in the Senate by the end of the week. Jamie Raskin, of course, wishing him well. Anybody, of course, missing time on the Senate floor can impact votes, as you well know. Senator Ben Ray Lujan, Democrat, New Mexico, suffered a stroke in January, was not able to perform all his duties for over a month. The senator, 49, was back in Washington on March 3rd. His stroke set back plans to quickly confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson, Biden's pick for the Supreme Court. Jackson ended up being confirmed in April with, and here's your hit list, folks: Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, all rhinos, joining the Democrats. Vote them out of office. Get rid of them when it's their turn to come up for a vote. Chuck them. Get them out. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, a Democrat running for a Senate seat representing his state, was also hospitalized with a stroke, according to his campaign over the weekend. But still, even though he's in the hospital, he's staying in the race, urged people to vote for him. He's one of a number of candidates running for a seat held by Senator Pat Toomey, who is not running for another term. Good. Rhino's going out. Now let's see who's going to get in. Another rhino. You can change that. Don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the solution. Go to the polls and vote. A divided Supreme Court has ruled 5-4 against a longtime illegal alien who falsely claimed to be a U.S. citizen on a driver's license application, upholding a law that prevents federal courts from reviewing factual findings made by the Department of Justice in deportation proceedings. The new ruling suggests the federal law isn't sympathetic to individuals who falsely hold themselves out as U.S. citizens. The case is Patel versus Garland. It was written by Justice Amy Coney Barrett, four conservative members of the court, Chief Justice John Roberts, Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Brett Kavanaugh joined Barrett's opinion. There you have your 5-4. Conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote a strongly worded dissenting opinion, which was, of course, joined by the court's three liberal justices, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan. 20 We didn't see Jackson's name in here. Thought she was appointed to the Supreme Court. She didn't vote? I don't see anything in this news story with her name in it. Gee, if it was a woman, she might have actually voted. Who knows? If she could figure out what the definition of a woman was. She's not a biologist, as you know. Gretchen Whitmer is finding herself in a bunch of legal hot water now. A coalition of five bowling alleys and family entertainment centers is suing Whitmer for losses incurred to her mandatory COVID-19 shutdowns in 2020. Anybody want to go bowling? Might be able to if they can get enough money out of her. Michigan's the only state in the nation where governor's public health emergency powers were overturned as unconstitutional, believe it or not. And, of course, they're saying if we lose in the Court of Appeals, the plaintiffs are going to take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Scott Bennett, who is executive director of the Independent Bowling and Entertainment Centers Association, has said the governor's actions were devastating to the industry. I mean, you know, stay in your lane, right? How far are lanes apart? At least 6 feet from center to center? I don't know where they came up with that nutty rule. I'm sure, you know, it came from some instance way back in the Middle Ages. By the way, if you live in Florida, you're now going to face a fine or prison time under a new bill signed this past Monday by Governor Ron DeSantis. HB 1571 means that you cannot protest outside of people's homes, private residences. Otherwise, we're talking about a second-degree misdemeanor, up to 60 days in jail and or 6 months probation and a $500 fine. Law goes into effect October 1. First, they issue you a warning if you're picketing or protesting outside of a dwelling with specified intent. And if you don't leave, they arrest you. So much for peaceful assembly. You know, we don't want these protests where people go by and start spewing profanity so all the neighbors and their kids can hear it. Wouldn't it be funny if all the neighbors' kids just came out in the street and started cussing out the protesters in worse language than the protesters were levying against them? Wouldn't that be interesting? Little kids out there selling lemonade on the street, throwing ice cubes at protesters and cussing them. Wouldn't that be something? I'd love to see that on camera. A key NIH research executive got 7 secret royalty payments. His colleague got 7. All this is being disclosed. We got the story for you. And more. Tomorrow, we're going to have Adam Angievsky, CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com on our show. He's always a delight. We've had him on here before, uncovered more gobbledygook of all this wasteful spending and backdoor payments to people. While renewing one's driver's license may seem like a routine task for most Americans, an Arizona man who has been a licensed driver in the Grand Canyon State for 4 decades is now being denied a renewal license because he does not have a Social Security number and does want one, believing it to be tied to Bible prophecies about the end times mark of the beast. Mike Palmer has told WorldNet Daily he's been licensed in Arizona for 40 years. He turned 65. His license automatically expired. In the meantime, the Arizona legislature implemented a requirement for a Social Security number. He's a fundamental Christian. My security is God, not in the state, and I too believe that a social security number is a precursor to the mark of the beast, so I don't have one akin to a vow of poverty. Palmer contacted the state about his situation and received the following response from Susan Pacheco with the constituent services at the director's office of the Motor Vehicle Department. Dear Mr. Palmer, your record and request to apply without a social security number has been reviewed. Unfortunately, we cannot issue a credential without it. You must present a valid social security number in order to obtain a license in the state of Arizona. There is no exception in the state or federal law that would allow you to present any other type of document, such as an affidavit like the one the U.S. State Department accepts for passport issuance. We are bound by the relevant state and federal statutes, one of them being 42 U.S. Code Annotated Section 666. Wow. Interestingly, says Palmer, the federal law that Arizona MDV cites for its authority is USCA 666, which is assigned to me. I'm right. Social Security number is a precursor to the mark. And here's the thing. I thought the Social Security system was voluntary. I mean, you can go look it up in Revelation 13:18. It's all there. The number is 666. It lists it right there. Six number, three score, and six. It's all there. But again, you know, whether or not he gets to drive remains to be seen. Might have to file a lawsuit. The FDA chief is giving an update on the nationwide baby formula shortage, saying that the Abbott Laboratories lab that was shut down for contaminated baby formula could be opened soon. Plant is in Sturgis, Michigan. We'll keep an eye on that one for you. We're going to be joined by Bobby Payton, running for Senate in Illinois after this break. Stay with us here in the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lycee, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Tuesday, May 17, 22. We're in Central Time. On the Power Hour, we've got Bobby Pyton with us. He is running for U.S. Senate in Illinois on the Republican ticket. And I'm looking at his card right now. I mean, it's quite the platform here. We were talking about pro-life, and he definitely is. He's pro-liberty, pro-Second Amendment, pro-school choice, pro-small government, pro-U.S. worker, pro-deregulation, and pro-free markets. See, that's just the opposite of what the Democratic voters are. The problem is, in Illinois, all the rhinos have come out to play in the sandbox. And, you know, fortunately, he has been endorsed by General Flynn. And I believe, and Seth Keschel as well, I believe you were at the event over the weekend in Myrtle Beach. Were you not, sir?
Actually, I was not at that event, but you are correct that Seth Keschel and General Flynn have endorsed me. I've actually been breaking down and organizing all the metadata for the state of Illinois for this upcoming weekend, because I'm going to drop a lot of new information and new approaches for patriots across the country to use to expose all of this structural corruption within our system. And in the state of Illinois, you mentioned that it is Democrat controlled, but how would you feel if I could tell you that it's highly probable that it's a red state where there's just been that much corruption embedded in the voter registration files, and I could prove it out mathematically. That's what I'm going to do this Friday at the General Flynn event in Illinois. BobbyPyton.com. If you live in Illinois and you want to come and see it, it's going to be an all-star group of patriots. Yovan Pulitzer is coming in. Edward Solomon, who's done a tremendous amount of work as well. Liz Harris is coming from Arizona. Mel Kay is going to be here, Ann Vandersteel, Doug Billings, and we're going to have two panels. I'm going to have a discussion with the unveil of the data, the metadata, and then processes for people to use. And then hopefully, you know, if you can't make it out for some reason, we're going to see about live streaming it. And we'll definitely be posting all of this, because I do think that it's up to each and every American citizen to take this country back, and I'm going to provide the frameworks and the structure for you to use at no charge. If you want to see someone like me in the U.S. Senate, you know, you can always donate money or help my campaign in some way. But I'm doing this because it just, we need to get it done. We you know, it's we're in the thick of it as a nation, that if we don't get it solved, this country will be lost. So we have to get it solved. That's all there is to it.
Okay, now you have, Bobby, proved out voter mules using the voter registries before True the Vote found it on the video, having testified over 600,000 voters' votes were digitally erased in Pennsylvania and essentially digitally shipped and shifted to Georgia. I understand you've also helped.
695,000. Yeah.
Wow. You've helped citizens of Arizona and Florida, New Mexico, some counties in California, and now you're doing the same thing in your home state of Illinois. What's the field look like? Who is running or not running for re-election in Illinois? Is Durbin going? Well, is Durbin running again, or what? Well, who are you trying to replace?
I'm trying to replace the duck. We need to pluck the duck out of office, Duckworth. She's a communist. I think she's purely evil. And the reason why I say she's evil and she's a senator of Illinois is because she supports infanticide. She's okay with babies being slaughtered moments after birth. This is how sick this individual is, and I just call it what it is. She's satanic for wanting to do such a thing to the most innocent among us. And what I'm going to also show on Friday is how I believe that Duckworth, as well as Durbin, are illegitimate U.S. senators through the use of the data. I'm going to show the world why I'm making that claim and that they could prove it out mathematically themselves. Any mathematicians out there, the most important thing people are going to need to understand is this concept of correlation and how correlation exists and how both of their elections were predetermined outcomes before a single ballot was cast. And I'm going to show how they did it. And so, you know, that's who I'm trying to get through the primary to defeat the rhinos of this state, the corrupt individuals within the RNC. Not all of them, but there's a decent level, number of them that are part of the Uniparty, are throwing everything they've got at me. They're trying to support somebody who is foreclosed on their house twice in 2 years before 2019, which would disqualify them from having national security clearance. But I guess they would be controlled, a controlled person, which, you know, this is the way these sick people think. They, you know, instead of having this person rebuild their balance sheet, they'd rather have somebody get into office that would be doing their bidding, you know, which is horrible, right? Because, you know, this is what we're up against. And then there's another person that the Rhino establishment backed who paid $20,000 less in property taxes than their neighbor over 6 years, trying to say that a 6,000 square foot house on 3 acres was only worth $700,000. And so they picked off $120,000 in tax savings over 6 years versus their neighbor, because they're a lawyer and they donate a lot of money. This is how this game is played, folks. They find the little loopholes to use while everybody else pays the full freight. And then on top of that, even though they're a lawyer, they get supposedly over $2 million of COVID money, while other businesses that had contact with the American people, like restaurants, retailers, they get zero, or they got denied benefits. And then someone who's a lawyer who could do their job over the phone or through Zoom calls gets $2 million. It's pathetic. But this is the state of this country right now, that this stuff. Not enough people are calling it out and bringing these people to task, because it's so outrageous it almost seems fictitious.
Almost, yeah. We're on the phone for those of you just joining us with Bobby Pyton. He's running for U.S. Senate in Illinois, trying to defeat Tammy Duckworth, trying to get through the primaries right now. And of course, you know, with all these different rhinos coming out and playing in the sandbox, it's watering down a little bit of the vote. And we plan this fight like a Flynn. I saw the T-shirts when I was at the event in Myrtle Beach. Now, this fundraiser on May 20th, this is called the Fight Like a Flynn fundraiser. Obviously, Flynn is an Irish name, and so, you know, fighting Irish. May 20th.
You got it.
And where's it going to be at?
It's going to be in the Park Ridge Niles area outside of O'Hare Airport in Chicago, a safe area. And basically it's going to, you know, it's this Friday, May 20th. And like I said, we're going to have, there's a meal included in it. There's going to be a couple panel discussions. We're going to go through, what we need to do as a nation to restore our voice. Where we've come, what we've got resolved and answers to with regards to voter integrity. And, you know, I'm going to hit on my platform and say, look, you know, we should not be paying income tax. Yeah, and I know that sounds crazy to some people, but we have more oil on federal land that we, the people of the United States, owns than Saudi Arabia. We have almost 300 billion barrels. We have $60 trillion of natural resources on land that we, the people, bled and died and paid for as Americans. And if we just earn 3% on that money that we control, we would get $1.8 trillion a year, which is, you know, you would hope that people would want at least 3% for the use of their money if they've been invested in the stock market, right? And if we did that, we would get a $1.8 trillion on our money each year. And wouldn't you know it, that's the size of the government back in the year 2000. And so, and then none of us would have to pay income tax. So I have ideas like this to to help restore this country. Corporate taxes on American businesses, America First. We pay twice the rate of global corporations that have been selling us out to these scumbags. And my attitude is, let's reverse the tables. Their tax rates were half of American company tax rates. Any American First companies, we should cut their taxes immediately in half. And any global corporations, we double their taxes because they're using our military. You know, they're using our military muscle around the world to secure those locations while they outsource our jobs. They should at least pay the damn freight for our military to be in those countries that they outsource our jobs to. And so, you know, I'm running with common sense solutions to solve these problems, auditing the debt of this country. I think a lot of our national debt is overstated. I think it's fictitious. And if we can, if they can't prove to us that somebody paid taxes on the money generated from the federal government, and you know, we should write it down to zero. If you come and show and say, oh, you know, the federal government owes me $1 billion or $100 million for these bonds, and you can't prove that you purchased those bonds, you know, you should have them written down to zero. I mean, that's my view, and we should have a debt jubilee. And the reason why I'm saying this, I was born in 1975, and when I was born, I had $2,400 of federal debt as an American. And each of the past 45 years, the amount of debt has gone up one-fold from where it was in 1975. It's gone up 45-fold in 45 years. And the reason why I know that is my son was born a year ago, and his debt, his share of federal debt was like $110,000. So how do you explain that? That our debt goes up 45-fold per American when we paid in all of this money all these years. And I say, I call BS. I think it's a scam. I think that a lot of this debt is fictitious. It's not there. They did a lot of nonsense, garbage accounting entries. You had two corrupt families that ran government of this country for almost four decades, the Bushes and the Clintons. They were involved, you know, definitely since the mid-70s, but really in the 80s is when it took off. And they rigged all the numbers to literally run massive financial crimes against the people of the United States. So if I get into the United States Senate, I will be pushing to audit all the financials of this country. The data is there. The NSA has it all. And I think that people will see for themselves this Friday how they're running some of these scams on the voter crimes against us. And then how that's the appetizer. The main course is the financial crimes, where they're stealing hundreds upon hundreds of billions every year from us through all these various grifts that are involved state as well as federal elected officials.
Okay, the number is 844-769-2944. If you have a question for Bobby Payton, he's running for U.S. Senate in Illinois, trying to get past the primaries in order to unseat the current Senator Tammy Duckworth. The Fight Like a Flint fundraiser is happening this Friday, May 20th, near Chicago O'Hare. And just out of curiosity, we already know that really there's nothing we're going to be able to do to wind the clock back, despite what Dinesh D'Souza with the 2,000 Mules video and everything else that's been out there. I mean, you could expose all this, but trying to actually backtrack, I mean, you invented the term ghost voters before anybody knew what it meant. But the thing is what Dinesh and True the Vote and everybody else proved out and brought to us isn't really going to change anything except alert us for what not to allow to happen in 2022 in November. Any word of encouragement while we're waiting for people to line up on the phone?
Sure.
What do we do to stop this from happening again?
Yeah. Well, we all need to get very involved as citizens. That's number one. Everywhere. You know, we have to take responsibility for preserving our freedom for not just ourselves, but for our children and grandchildren. Now, not all is lost. We have constitutional sheriff, and Peace Officers Association. I spoke with Sheriff Mack yesterday, and he's going to have 50 sheriffs in coming out to Las Vegas next month. And he's convinced, and I am too, that the only way to really restore this and break the logjam of these crimes against us, we need honest sheriffs that follow the United States Constitution, and we need to start making arrests. As far as I'm concerned, if I get in the United States Senate or other people like me get into leadership in this country, we should not look the other way. All these crimes committed against us, they should not have a statute of limitations on them. We should go and track all these people down that committed these crimes against us and stole our votes, stole our money, and we need to get the right sheriffs in there and start making the arrests and prosecutions, and then that's when everybody will finally wake up and realize we've been had. You know, right now, until those arrests start coming through, I think it is discouraging, but I do think that they're coming. And frankly, Sheriff Mack said that movie helped provide the cover for the sheriffs in this country to start launching investigations and possibly making arrests.
Well, that would be a good thing. We've got callers coming in. Bobby, this is Chance in West Virginia. You're on the phone with Bobby Payton, running for U.S. Senate in Illinois this year. Good morning, sir.
Yes, hello, Dave. Hello, Bobby. Bobby, I admire men such as yourself that are running for office. We need people like you desperately in this country. But, Bobby, I have a funny feeling with all the damage and destruction that these, especially the Democrats, what they have done to this country, I don't think there is going to be another election. I don't think they could take, because they know everybody is pissed off at them. I think they're going to do everything in their power to stay in power. What is your opinion on that, Bobby?
I don't think that, I personally don't think that they'll be able to stop it. And the reason why I have confidence that they will not be able to stop it is the 58-1 record that President Trump has shown to have with his endorsements. And I think a lot of the reason why his candidates are winning that he's endorsing, as well as conservatives across this country, is because the U.S. Space Force, as well as a couple other government agencies that people thought were compromised, were in fact not compromised. The U.S. Space Force is not just about space in the atmosphere, you know, like out in space with satellites. It's also about cyberspace. It's about financial crimes committed in the cyber internet world of sorts. And I think that the past 18 months, all of these patriots across this country that have been fighting for us and getting involved and cleaning up things, the voter rolls and everything, I think that the Space Force and the NSA, if I had to guess, the NSA as well, you know, I don't have any inside information here. I'm just taking an educated guess at this. They would monitor what ideas are coming across that everybody's talking about, and then how to develop and deploy systems to restore the will of the American people. And I think that's what's been happening. And so I'm convinced that we will have honest and fair elections in this country. And they're going to be more honest and fair than people realize, because because of all of the work of patriots across this country that got off the sidelines. And so if you're still on the sidelines wondering what you should do, go get involved and back people that love this country, put America first. Get involved in their campaign. Donate $5. Tithe your time to go tell people about them. Send out emails to your family and friends of their literature. That's also a way you donate money, you know, is getting the marketing message out, because censorship is very real. And so this is a huge help to combat this war that we're in. We're not just in an economic war, but a political war for the future mind of our country.
Well, nevertheless, Bobby, I wish you the best of luck, and I will keep you in my prayers. This country needs people such as yourself desperately, desperately. With that, God bless, and goodbye now.
All righty, thank you for your call, Chance.
As well.
All right. Now, the other thing that I was looking at, Bobby, is, you know, people who are going to get involved in this thing, I think we need more poll watchers that are minded in the sense that they got their phone, and if anything looks funny, all they got to do is hit 911 and send a sheriff's car out there and start making allegations and pointing fingers. That would stop a lot of this. But, you know, in this last election, we learned a lot, because when they started putting up, like, paper in the windows and boarding up windows and sneaking bags of votes out from under a table, like we're hearing, and inventing a leak in the men's restroom. I mean, this is just nuts. We cannot allow junk like this to happen again. We have to start holding these officials who are running the voter election systems in each county criminally liable if they allow this stuff to happen again. How do you propose to advise all of our listeners to do that, to get involved with it?
Well, here's what I would say. The most valuable and effective way to prevent the cheat and steal of our elections is, number one, don't play this criminal unit party's game. Don't vote on any other day but election day. Vote on election day. Don't follow the fear tactics. And the reason why I say that is, if you get a mail-in ballot sent to you automatically, or they just send one to you, keep it. Don't vote it. Show up in person with like 10 or 20 friends with their mail-in ballots and go in together, and you vote together. And then if they say, hey, you already voted, you say, no, I didn't. Here is my mail-in ballot. And I do not want a provisional ballot, because it's not going to count. Call the police and call the sheriff. And my point is that if we unite in voting properly, we all unite as a group, and we set up call lists and say, you know what, I'm going to go vote with 5 friends, 10 friends. And if I need help, I got my 20 people I'm going to text to get down there and protest in real time on the election day that they're stealing the election. They need to be arrested immediately and get, you know, have the sheriff, have the police's number, record everything with your phones, and know that it's an illegitimate election. Do not accept the results. And that's what we need to do. We need to go back to demanding fair and honest elections, and that starts with each of us, and it's a little easier to do things in a group. You know, find 5, 10, 20 friends, patriots that go vote together.
Well, it would seem to me that if you did this, and this scenario played itself out, and the election supervisor came over, or somebody came over to you and said, hey, you've already voted. Really? Where is my vote? I got a mail-in ballot, all right, but I did not fill that mail-in ballot out. Who put my name on a mail-in ballot and sent it in here? Because I'm declaring right now that's voter fraud, and I'm calling the sheriff. I think an election supervisor and their staff would be freaking out if all of a sudden we had multiple calls from multiple people hanging out in a single precinct going after an election supervisor. What a great way to take down the corruption in the county level.
Absolutely, and I got to tell you, if we do that, if we all do that nationwide, it'll be our own offensive against the deep state. That we are saying, well, we've had enough. Here's the deal: we all know that our voice is being stolen from us, and we have all the proof, and we will not. And then, you know what it comes down to at that point? If they stole it, we demand every clerk employee is arrested and put under investigation, and then let them squeal. Let them talk about who did it to them. And that's how you get them.
True. That is true. Here's the thing. You're on Rumble. You have an account on Rumble. We're going to include, because of the fact we sent an email blast out to our tens of thousands of subscribers here on the Power Hour, and we're going to include Bobby Payton's Rumble account, where you can click on that and look at videos of his recent speeches, so you can get yourself up to snuff, especially if you know somebody that's in Illinois. You need to copy this and share it with them. And tell him, look, you need to look at this guy's
family and friends.
Look at his videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a for
that
sure
would be
thing.
Absolutely
right.
Outstanding. Yeah, and I'm also on right. Telegram and just bobbypyton.com as well. BobbyPyton.com and I'm on Gab, Bobby Pyton as well. And yeah, I think that would be wonderful, and I would much appreciate it. And if you live in Illinois or you feel like a road trip, if you're close or getting on a plane, please come out. It's going to be. I do think that the information, I'm not blowing smoke. It's my best work yet, based on what I did in Arizona and Georgia, Pennsylvania. I guess I saved the most corrupt for last, which is Illinois. Yeah. And that work is going to be able to help patriots across this country identify the fraud that's taking place against us. So I'm very excited to share all that.
And where are you stacking up right now as far as the polls go for the primary? How do you rate in that?
There haven't been any real polls because Illinois is considered a lost cause. And I would say that I do not believe it's a lost cause if we cure all the fraud in the voter registration files, which I'm going to show how it can be done on Friday. So that won't only benefit my race, but it should benefit every honest American who's running for office in the state of Illinois, because the goal is to take down the corrupt uniparty with this. And so I don't have, there is no real good answer on that right now. I do think I'm leading overall because I probably have the strongest name recognition in the state that's running for U.S. Senate.
Well, we wish you the best, Bobby Pyton. Yep. Thank you so much for being on the show here. You bet. And thank you. Good luck to you. We are coming up to a break, of course. We will be back on the other side with Carolyn Blakeman from former Feds Group Freedom Foundation. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.